The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty. Turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi, guys.
Johnny, how you doing?
Fine. You?
You don't sound so happy today.
I'm just barely, I'm a husk of a man, barely standing before you, barely able to podcast.
Well, maybe,
I'm exhausted and so busy.
Well, so busy. But maybe I have something that will brighten your day. It's a surprise. And I know that you don't
stripper,
like surprises. It's not
there
a stripper.
Okay. Is it a full prescription of Ambien by chance?
No. So I didn't organize any of that. But I'm going to preface this with, you know Kelly, and she's one of my best friends. She's been living in Chicago, and I've hated it.
And she's there.
Finally made the right decision in life to move
and
back
in the
to
studio.
Los Angeles. And she, yes.
Are you
and
surprising me now, or are you surprising the people that listen to
everyone.
Our podcast?
Hello.
Everyone. Kelly Hurley. I mean, we do not like guests, but we love Kelly Hurley.
I love Kelly Hurley. Kelly, I have not seen you since I saw your Olympic level attempt to from side of pool mount a floating swan.
Yeah, and just FYI, Johnny, that wasn't the only attempt that you saw on the social media.
It was the best attempt.
Mm-hmm. There were many.
There were many. Not once did I land on a raft and stay put.
She even then tried to just, there was a small slide. And mm-hmm. she went down the slide in a raft and got stuck.
Sure. I did.
In the flamingo raft.
But my drinks always remained intact.
They did.
Thank
they
God.
Did. Whether in your hand or in your belly.
Yes.
Yeah. So you missed out on a fun time in Cabo. Kelly and I. Oh, my gosh. Kelly, maybe we tell him about the night with the wind.
Mm.
And Kelly came to the rescue. Okay. So, Johnny. So we've sort of touched on the bachelorette party. But we had so much fun there. And then one night, we
drunk.
Said, hey,
we were drunk.
We're going to
we
go
all
out.
Drunk.
Margaritas. Yeah. We were going to go out. And Kelly, who is like queen of everything.
Queen of everything.
Of everything. Organized this amazing thing to this cool bar that was like overlooking Cabo and the water and blah, blah, blah. And so we get in the cab. We shuttle like 20 people there. All of a sudden, we're like going up the stairs. And we're like, whoa. It's a bit windy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we put on all of our flower crowns to match, and I'll
and
let you take
Tara,
it from here.
When Tara says a bit windy, it was gale force winds. It was Hurricane 5, tornado.
Typhoon wind.
Literally, we get up there, and, like, flower crowns are flying. I mean, everyone saw my cahookas because my dress went over my head. And
like, you had to, like, push against the wind to walk.
But
yeah.
Hold on for
a
second. Let's not pretend that it takes gale force winds for everyone to see your cahookas or for your dress to fly over
there
your
was,
head.
There was a poll at the club later, so
yeah.
You can only imagine.
We'll get there.
Yeah, I'm a fun mom.
So,
hashtag mom life.
Hashtag best mom.
She was a... Okay, we need to get to the stripper pole because, okay, so we'll fast forward through this thing. We're up
anyway,
there.
Gale force winds. It was really windy.
Gale force winds. Insane.
She was on top of it, ordered a round of tequilas, went downstairs to the concierge, was like, I don't know how she found the best, like, spot to go to, but it was literally, we roll up, we had to leave, we roll up to this new club, and, like, the other one was, like, the fancy and just, like, we would all, like, sit and have this great view and blah, blah, blah. So we were either going to go that route or just go the route of, like, dancing.
Wasted.
Club.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we're like, okay, the first one didn't work. We're going to just do it. We walk into this amazing club. The music was
perfect.
Perfect.
It was just the brand newest Maroon 5.
It was top 40 hits.
Top 40 hits. Exactly what these basic girls, including me, just love.
Just a whole crew of pumpkin spice lattes rolling up with their sunburns and their sombreros.
Totally. And a pole. And the song, what was the song? We videoed this, but it was like the perfect song because it was pretty much, you know, what's the song with the...
Fricka, 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 apple bottom jeans.
No.
Boots with the fur.
With the fur. No. It's the one song, and I don't, it's not Lady Gaga, right? No.
No, isn't it Justin Bieber's song with that has the...
The Spanish one?
Yes, the Spanish.
No, it was the one about, like, her son, like, providing for her son, and she works the nights.
Oh, right. That's right.
And so Kelly just went on up there, and...
You know, I didn't just go on up there. I mean...
First off, give background. Like, you know what you're doing.
Correct. Yes, I pole danced competitively. Yes, that is a thing. And I was an instructor. And so when I see a pole, it's not like, oh, I want to go be a sloppy drunk girl. It's like, no, I want to go show this room how it's done. And you know, I feel so drawn because I feel like I have to share this special moment with all of my fans and followers as if I am Beyonce on my world tour.
Well, it is a gift to be able to mount a pole properly.
It is
a learned gift. And, you know, not a lot of people have that skill. So if you've trained for it, mm-hmm. and you can just hold on remotely via boob to
yes.
a pole, you got to shut that off. Because when will you have a chance?
Right. Well, you know, it's like if you guys walked into a bar and there was an ice rink. I mean, right. you would get on the ice and you would show your stuff.
We would, actually.
And most likely, we'd probably go, ugh, and leave.
Like, ugh, I need more alcohol.
Bye.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I went up there and I felt the energy of the room.
I mean, people started pulling out their phones and video. I mean, it mm-hmm. was a full-on show. They were giving her a dollar bill.
Yes.
And she's like, no.
No, I actually gave people's money back. I was
hopefully
like,
to the right
no,
person.
This isn't that type of show, you guys.
Guys.
You just sit back and you know, clap and cheer. This is fun. This is engaging. I don't need to be paid. But thank
I'm doing
you.
It for free
I'm
for
doing
you
it
all.
For free.
I am so generous.
My gift to society.
I'm already exceedingly wealthy. I don't need your dollars. Oh,
please,
Kelly.
My dress is from Forever 21. I've got this.
I hope you like Zara panties because you're going to see them.
All the holes in them.
All the holes.
See, guys, this is why Tara and I have discussed many times that I cannot sit next to Kelly at the wedding.
I mean, you guys
because
are
it turns
just
into
trouble,
this.
And it's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just so happy that Kelly's back. I mean, Kelly, just so you guys know, Kelly and I go back, way back,
mm-hmm.
like a decade ago.
Yeah.
And we bonded. How did we bond? It was a pool party that I was having. I think it was like Memorial Day or something.
It was. So I think we've almost like come full circle in our friendship
right.
since I was just at your house yesterday for Memorial
yes.
Day, but with my child, which was super
right.
full circle.
Super full circle.
Who would have ever thought that would happen? But yeah, we bonded, I actually think, over some guy issues. And then Kevin,
yeah,
my
I
husband,
was single in the day.
Worked on your sound system.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out. Okay, so we have an amazing story. We should just tell it. We're going to keep names out of it. But remember when you came to New York?
Yes.
And I was having boy trouble.
Oh.
This
mm-hmm.
is an amazing Kelly story. So I can't even remember what it was, but it was something that I was not happy about with one of my boyfriends. And I showed
Kelly. I love when you talk about your dating past because it just seems like you have a whole like rotisserie of of twirling boyfriends. Just the way you
of
just,
hot meat.
Of hot meat.
Wait,
just a constant circus. Just a full rotation
of
boyfriends.
Circus. So no. We were back to this one ex-boyfriend, and I didn't like what was happening. I can't remember. He texted me something.
He was misbehaving.
And so I show Kelly, and Kelly took my phone and, like, was making me laugh and, like, wrote back her response.
But I wasn't sending them. I was, like, you know, writing fake
responses
back that
like,
were
really,
really
mean.
Really mean.
Really mean. Like, horribly mean.
Well, Tara can't be mean like that. Tara's
exactly.
so, you know, she makes you work for her forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't really give you a lot of information. You, Kelly, are just mean.
I mean,
and
she,
you'll, oh,
she
if you got
like,
a lazy
told
eye,
this guy,
you're going to hear about it.
She just like went after this guy, like in the funniest way, but like in a mean way, just like attacked personal things, attacked mm-hmm. character, whatever. It was making me laugh. And by
like things
accident,
like, oh, I'm sorry, you are
send.
Balding.
Yeah.
Pressed.
Oh, good.
Send.
Uh-huh. And then I looked at Tara. My face went white as a sheet, white as a ghost. I mean, my stomach dropped into my butt cheeks. And I was like, oh my God,
jump
Tara,
out the
I
window.
Sent it. Oh, my God. You know what?
You
I'm just going to jump out the window. I'm jumping out the window.
So I decided. I was like, all right, Tara, think quickly. He's like, what? And I wrote, so I was like, Tara, you just stand up. And you're mad about what else he did. So you just say, yeah. Are you going to not take that? What? You have a problem with that? And like he I remember him being like, no, it's okay.
Yeah, no, we got him in the corner.
Right, we got him.
We put baby in the corner.
And he was just like, no, of course not. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was like, good. Don't mention that.
Shut
again.
The F up.
I am just telling you the truth.
Yeah. I'm just being honest.
See, I feel like this is a situation that I'm always scared of because Tara and I have this game where on Instagram she'll sometimes have a photo that she loves, but she can't quite think of the perfect
caption.
Commentary
yes.
or the perfect thing to write. So she'll hand it to me and be like, what should I write? In a really cute way. And I always try to make fun of it. And I'm like, I'm so rich and skinny and I have so many pretty things and I have a treadmill that I have in my bathroom just so I can run in it and then weigh myself and I'm just so chic. And
he does this all the time. Yeah. Like, and I'm
such
so
a fun
afraid
game.
That it, like, by chance it's going to like
Post.
The Russians
hacked my satellite and they posted that.
I mean, the best thing you do too, which I enjoy actually, when you follow through with it. So when we go to Starbucks, Kelly, especially in foreign countries, but we like to do it anywhere, you know, we order each other's drinks for each other and we like to give the name of what it is. And sometimes it's like a long rant of a name. Like, I'm not even sure if we can, you know, say exactly what Johnny calls me on my Starbucks cups. And it's very rare.
Hashtag wait for the hate mail that I'm going to get now for calling you little S-L-U-T.
Yeah.
You know?
And the most people, like, will just write it. It's so funny. They're just like, mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, is that with an H?
Right. Do you want slutty with two T's or one? And I think we only got denied like twice.
It's fun though when we were like in Brazil and the people actually like shouted it out like, slutty, whore, bitch.
You have a double tall non-fat latte.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, that's how I feel about that.
I mean,
now, Kelly, do you have an inspiring message for the many mothers that listen to our podcast?
Oh, get nasty, girl. And don't worry about your baby. She going to be fine.
She going to be all right. She doesn't know.
She doesn't even know what her nose is. You just get nasty. Be yourself.
She is the best mom, Johnny. So she reminds me so much of my mom. Like, just cool. But like, at the same time, you know, like Scarlett is like a perfect child, like manners, discipline, like it's like that perfect mix that I think, you know, I love my mom and I think she did it really well. But like yesterday we were doing something and Scarlett wanted to go upstairs. And, you know, most parents I feel like nowadays would like talk them through it or whatever. This is my mother. Like when she said it, I was like, oh my God, this is my mom. And I called my mom. She's like, oh yeah, I used to say the Wicked Witch was upstairs. So she's like, Kelly's like, no, Scarlett, there are monsters upstairs. Scary monsters.
We don't want to go
upstairs. And Scarlett is like, okay. You know,
got it.
So she's a cool mom. I love watching them. But now I have my goddaughter back in LA and we tried on her flower girl dress and she looks like a pretty princess.
Yeah.
So we're
going to have to get her ice skating. I mean, you guys are going to have to come out of retirement and coach Scarlett Winter to her winter Olympic champion.
Well, I mean, I feel like here's the thing. I feel like
that's
definitely a Tara job.
Yeah. Why? Are you backing out on me?
Yeah, but you could do the costumes.
I'll do the costumes. It's just here's the thing.
Johnny, I could see us as like a coaching team.
A coaching duo. Well, we've talked
have to
about
be
this
a
many
reality
times.
Show.
Like it started, like I really started to realize my motherly instincts definitely tend more towards adult people. When I look at a child in general, I feel nothing because they all just look like potatoes with eyes to me. But I love our kids that are in our group, and I'll support them. And like when they have a graduation, I'll definitely write a check and all. But
Johnny, you know, you actually don't have to like my child. I'm completely fine with that.
But you know what? Here's the funny thing: I say this stuff, and then I'll actually just love.
Adore
I'll
her.
Eat her. Yeah, I'll carry her around in my Birkin.
I mean, I just can't wait till I have a baby, and you can just, you know.
Ava.
He really wants me to name her Ava. I'm not sure on that yet.
Yeah.
We gotta take a break.
I've decided.
We'll be back with Kelly in a moment.
But yeah.
Yeah. We're doing it. Okay.
All right.
Be back in a moment.
Now have more fun. Win more prizes too with Larry Kinney on Bowling for Dollars, the show that lets you play and win at home. Watch it. Weeknights at 6:30. Here on Channel 9.
Get up! Get on up! Stay on the scene! Get on up! I like a sex machine! Get on up! I ain't happy!
morning, glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on.
So, Johnny, we're back. Kelly's still with us.
Yes.
What's another topic we should talk about?
I feel like... Okay, here's the thing, because I've had, like, a situation before you get into whatever you were making me wait for. so, you know how sometimes you'll see on the news, like, a rapist or a murderer, and you don't know...
Yikes.
You don't know that because you're watching it in subtitles and it's a little bit behind. Like when you're at the dentist and you're watching TV and like a hot person pops up and you're like, wow, he's hot. Or you just find somebody attractive that is so hated and that you hate so much. So the thing is, I want to ask Kelly, since she's on, and I know she'll give me a straight answer. Is it a big problem that I am like secretly, not secretly anymore, crushing on Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump's husband?
Oh, no, I think that's completely normal, but also completely creepy because, you know, we all want the bad boy, the Russian liaison who's doing like deep, dark secret spy things in a dungeon.
But see, I don't even see people that way, though.
But he's
like,
also,
I don't
like,
even
soft.
Look at that.
He's also like soft and pretty.
He's just like my ideal man. I mean, he's a power Jew, and that's really what I tend
that
to.
That is what you want, yeah.
Well, Johnny, he's taken, and we need to keep the eye on the prize here. Okay.
What is the prize, though?
Finding you a new husband.
Okay, that isn't Jared Kushner. I'm making sure that I'm not a creeper for finding him like super fancy.
No, he is fancy. He seems so like dainty and delicate to me, though, but like dangerous.
Spy. Like spy-like.
His chest hair definitely probably grows only on the left. Yeah. Or
naughty.
Tends to the left. Just naughty chest
naughty.
Hair.
And maybe there's like a little braid happening somewhere.
Oh, man. Johnny. So, Kelly, Johnny loves Russia. All things Russian. Speaks fluently. Johnny, I don't know if you know this fact about Kelly and I. We went to Moscow together. To judge
Donald Trump's Miss Universe pageant.
Yeah, speaking of
the Trump undercover
family,
spies.
Yeah. We went and we had a couple days of shenanigans in Moscow. We ended up in
really,
an igloo bar.
Yep. It's really right after Tara and I started dating and I started following her on Instagram that I saw that the reportage of your trip. And I was like, who is this bitch?
I mean, it was such a good trip. We loved it. We had a really good time.
It was so much fun.
Russia's magical.
That last night, like, where did we end up?
It was like this crazy underground igloo type of ice sculpture club with like girls hanging from the ceilings and dancing.
And violinists that were playing like
glow in the dark violin.
EDM. Yeah.
You essentially just described about 86% of the restaurant bar lounges in Moscow.
Oh, no. What about this one? Remember the one where we had lunch or dinner, early dinner, and there was farm animals and a grandmother sewing in a glass box next to us?
That is called Chinook.
Oh.
You've been there?
Of course I've been there. I think we've actually talked about that.
You know this grandma?
Yeah, her name's Vlada, but it's a Ukrainian restaurant. It's really fun. Before you guys went to the one with the glass box, like just in the dead center of the restaurant, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The old school one, it used to be two floors, and it was a lot more authentic. Now it's kind of very modern and cleansed, but before you could actually smell the sheep poo and cow poo.
That's fantastic.
That would have ruined Tara's meal even more because she looked
at
the menu.
Eat anything.
She was like, "No, I'll have broth. Could you bring me some broth?"
Just
strain
a
anything in
broth.
The soup and just the broth. I just need broth. So,
but you ate like a champ when we went to Sochi, though.
Yeah, we did.
I think it's just because I was there to coax you into it.
I mean, I liked those bellinis. No, that's a drink.
Bellini.
Oh, bellini. Okay.
Bellini, little pancakes.
Yes,
like crepes,
the little
everybody.
Pancakes.
But you can fry them up with meat inside. You can put cherries in them. Yeah,
yeah, it was good.
Bellini are good. I'll make some.
Johnny, so speaking of food, we're going to move to water. Because
I told Tara about the situation.
Yes.
I had a real crazy mommy moment on the plane yesterday. Already I was super annoyed because, you know, luckily for these big trips to Asia, the companies that fly me there usually fly me, you know, well, actually always. I say usually, but always because I somewhat demand it because it's a long trip and I'm old. But a business or first. And on the plane I was on yesterday, I was in business class and it was like a full pod situation, lay down, like the whole thing. It was great and really necessary when you basically have to get right off the plane and skate and perform for thousands of people.
Right.
So it is important, and it sounds really pretentious, I'm sure, to people that don't fly business, but it is somewhat a necessity. Anyway, I was flying home yesterday, and I was very tired. And well, you know how I rock it with the pajamas and my mask and everything on long flights.
Yes.
So I was in mask, and we were halfway through the flight, and I walked up just to get a glass of water from the flight attendants. And when everyone passes out, they have time to sit and collect themselves and whatever. So I walked up and there was a flight attendant there that I had not worked with. So she wasn't working my row through the flight and I hadn't seen her. And I did not look terrible. I mean, I had my Rolex on and I obviously, try to look presentable.
Right.
But I had my mask on because I don't want to catch whatever horrible diseases that other people on the plane may have. I don't have time for that.
Obviously.
the croup, calm down. So I walk up, and before she says, "Hi, how can I help you?" or, really given nice service, she says, "Did you come up from coach?" Like that.
Oh.
And before anything, you know how I really just despise somebody that's just angry at their life? Her name was Sissy. And Sissy did not make mommy happy. So I was like, I just wanted a glass of water. What seat are you in? She was just so rude and so mean. And she'd just been yucking it up with one of the pilots who was having one of their breaks. And I knew she wasn't having a bad day just because of how much she was laughing with this pilot. And she basically looked at me like I was a bloody Band-Aid from 6 days ago that you find on some child's shoe.
Oh,
she was so nasty. So, Sissy, I did not like you at all. And, I hope that you get some sort of flu. Anyway.
Oh, well, that's on that note.
No, I wasn't done. So anyway, the mommy moment. So
okay, yeah.
She gave me a full bottle of water. And I think everyone has this ism where there are certain kinds of bottled water that they like and certain kinds that they don't. So my favorite.
We both hate one kind.
There's one kind that we both hate. I like a Jana from Croatia water, and I love Volvic. France.
I like Volvic. I like Evian or, Smart Water.
Yeah. I mean, there's
I'm
lots of good water,
water
out there. Now, here's the thing. Tara and I despise Dasani. And they're owned by Coca-Cola. And it just seems to me that it's kind of like a rough ask to have Coca-Cola, which can technically clean rust off of a bumper. To have them own a water. Like, where are their volcanic natural springs that they're getting this water from? Even though I know it's all just a marketing game and probably most of the water we drink is from a well somewhere in rural Pennsylvania, I like to think it's coming from the Croatian mountains or, some well near the Adriatic Sea, whatever it may be.
Right.
I'll buy into it and I like certain waters, but Dasani's nasty. But yesterday, since I don't buy Dasani water and since I don't drink it, I was looking at this bottle of water that Sissy had given me, and it was like a jug more so. But I was looking at it, and I was reading the bottle and just having a moment where I was trying to get myself to fall asleep on the plane without a proper come down or shower or anything, because Ambien will make you think that it's real fun to open the security door. So I don't take Ambien on flights. But anyway, I was looking at it, and should water have a list of ingredients? That's a question I just posed to you. Tell me.
Wow.
Should water have ingredients more so than water?
Right. So wait, Dasani has ingredients?
Dasani has additives, an actual list of ingredients that includes
what
salt
is in it.
Salt, magnesium something. Like it says it's enhanced with vitamins or minerals. It says enhanced with minerals. So technically I think Dasani is false advertising because they have a water-like drink, but it's not water because they add stuff to it. So it really upset me, and that's why Dasani probably tastes so bad, is that it has these additives in it.
Oh, it does have a weird, I have to be honest, I never liked it. Yeah. you know.
Yeah, I don't like to diss on people but that much. Actually, I love it, but here's the thing. It's a weird taste.
You know what this leads us to?
What?
Because all of our lead-ins make so much sense. Fan Corner.
Fan Corner!
Okay. Geek Hook. Is that right? Geek Hook?
Geek Hook.
I think that I'm probably mispronouncing it, so I'm very sorry. From Twitter said, would we have Stefan Lambiel on the show? And he's a skater, guys, from Switzerland.
He's an Olympic medalist, and he's my tour buddy. He and I don't stay in
guys, no,
touch
he's
when
not,
we're not on
he is
tour.
He's not
but...
ever coming on the show. Ever.
And here's why, though. So Tara and I obviously have a very famous Instagram. If you don't follow it, at Tara and Johnny, you probably should. Because we get into hijinks. We like to choreograph and maintain a level of humor, and we like to do videos, and it's all fun and games. But when I go to Japan, the producers like Stefan and I to make videos for their Facebook, and they're usually funny and you know, airbrushed and choreographed, much very similar in the humor realm to Tara in my videos. And I always feel like I'm cheating on Tara, so it makes me real uncomfortable to make videos with Stefan Lambiel. But because of the cuteness factor of our videos together, people started to ask on Twitter, hey, will you and Tara maybe have Stefan on as a guest for your show? And despite the fact that he and I are tour buddies and that we've known each other forever and that we're friends, Tara and I are pretty discriminatory and also exclusive. We've covered it many times, but we do not like guests.
No, I don't. I just me and you. That's it.
Yeah, no matter how friendly we are. I mean, Todd Kapp's been on, my mom's been on, Pat Lipinski sat in the background of a few podcasts, but that's pretty much as far as we'll go having guests, just because it's, you know, we have enough to talk about.
Right.
We don't need another person. Thanks for your question.
He's not coming on. I mean, I you just have to put your foot down somewhere. And, you know, I watch these shenanigans while you're away, and I just overlook it. You know, it's just I'm overlooking my cheating husband.
Yeah, and, like every good wife.
Right, like every good wife. I just overlook it.
It makes me really uncomfortable. Like I immediately feel like I've cheated and that you're just going to do the silent treatment.
The silent treatment.
Yeah, because that's the most terrifying version of a Lipinski.
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm great.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Totally good. Thank you.
Great. You'll say... Two word. Okay, great.
Great. Yeah.
Two word text message.
Yeah.
Great.
I just like it when we're in person too, and you just kind of look at me bewildered, and it's like, what is nothing? Nothing.
What did I do?
Of course, nothing. Everything is great.
But I still do have that dude thing where sometimes I look at my women. You know, there's no greater kinship than that of a gay man and a woman, just because there's no sexual weirdness. Like there's no. Hitting on the same men.
Right.
You know, it just, there's a lot of freedom between gay men and women. But, you know, ultimately, I still am the dude and you're the lady. And there are certain cultural things that we get into where I have to man up. And sometimes I still get so bewildered and confused when you are angry, how to fix it.
Right.
Because I can't just become gayer. I do well, but it scares me so much.
I know. I had this thing with Todd where recently, you know, sometimes I get that with him. And I think he just thinks like, wait, why can't you just come tell me? Like, just tell me what it is. And I remember at one point.
And I'll fix it.
In
but
the conversation,
girls,
I was like.
They want you to figure
no,
it out. It's
no, no,
part
no, no,
of the mind
Todd,
game.
Just, I promise you, just come over and just baby me for a minute. And it will be okay. Like, we will go about our day like nothing happened. I can let things go very easily once I feel the love.
But
I
even that is kind
love.
Of even that's kind of a blatant lie. You want us to figure it out.
Yeah.
And fix it on our
that's
own.
That's what I mean, like, baby me. Just come over and be like, what,
okay,
what
so
could
he,
I have
okay,
done?
So
and
here's
you know
the
what
thing,
I've
though.
Done? This is what I've done. And I'm so sorry I made you feel that way. And I love you. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I love you, too. Like, everything's fine.
But ultimately, you want him to get there on his own and to figure out why you're upset in the first place.
Yes.
Despite the babying. Like, you can distract me with sex as much as you want, but I'm still going to be mad about the thing I was mad about.
Yeah, like, I just need you to come. Like, you do it well. You come over and you're like, okay, I hurt your feelings.
I'll do my best not to do it again.
I understand. Yeah, and then it's just like, you get it, and it's done.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But it gives me hives anyway. So anyway, guys, Stefan Lambiel will not be a guest on our show. He will not be joining us even when we're all in Pyeongchang together at the Olympic Games.
Sorry.
No guests. Zero guests.
Johnny, I think we have to end it.
Guys, we are so thankful, as always, to all of you that listen to us. I mean, we're up to 9.2 trillion listeners, Tara.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of listeners and a lot of subscriptions.
So many people in Fan Corner. And, living in the fan cabin.
The cabin is almost completely built. Like, we're at the point where we're choosing curtains now. So,
yeah.
I mean, it'll be ready for living. Bunk beds, queen bunk beds, who knew? but fan cabin is really something. But we're so thankful. If you don't already follow us or interact with us on social media, you totally should. I mean, it's not a bad decision ever to spend more time with us. But it's at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir, at Tara and Johnny as our joint account. We really want to thank our special guest, Miss Kelly Hurley, for joining us on the podcast today. Are you still here?
She's still here. I'm here. Thank you so much for having me.
She stayed because we're just going to walk out and maybe chat for a minute.
You have an appointment?
I have to go to the dentist.
I have to go to my office.
Hey, Tara, will you tell your friend there that she just completely ruined the rollout?
Oh, it's okay. I still like this rollout. Just keep going with it.
Well, I just wanted to throw it out there. I mean, thank you, Kelly Hurley, for joining us. make sure all of you subscribe. Make sure you all subscribe to this podcast, because the more you subscribe, the longer life the podcast has. I know we're 39 episodes in, but it's not nearly enough. And if Tara and I want to keep doing it, that means we're going to have to see increases in our numbers, which means you all need to subscribe. You should have, Kelly made Scarlett subscribe, and Scarlett doesn't even know where her nose is yet. So, it's really important. Get your whole family on it. But until next time, we love you, and
bye.
Alcohol in all forms is a depressant. It decreases the alertness and efficiency of any person. It impairs his judgment and his vision, slows his reaction time, and makes him overconfident.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.